Mark chapter 9, verses 30 to 37. They went on from there and passed through Galilee. He did not want anyone to know it, for he was teaching his disciples, saying to them, "The Son of Man is to be betrayed into human hands, and they will kill him. And 3 days after being killed, he will rise again." But they did not understand what he was saying and were afraid to ask him. Then they came to Capernaum, and when he was in the house, he asked them, "What were you arguing about on the way?" But they were silent, for on the way they had argued with one another about who was the greatest. He sat down, called the 12, and said to them, "Whoever wants to be first must be last of all and servant of all." Then he took a little child and put it among them, and taking it in his arms, he said to them, "Whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me, and whoever welcomes me welcomes not me, but the one who sent me." Thus ends the reading of the gospel. Can you see yourself in the readings today? It didn't take me long to find myself. The disciples were silent in response to Jesus' question, "What were you arguing about on the way?" Because they had argued with one another about who was the greatest. When was the last time you had such an argument, even if it was only with yourself? Such are the desires of the ones who were already chosen by Jesus. This is one of those moments in the gospel when the disciples really didn't understand Jesus. The question asked in the first reading from James perhaps has an explanation. Those conflicts and disputes among you, where do they come from? Do they not come from your cravings that are at war within yourself? Their craving was about who among them was the greatest. In the gospel, Jesus took a child who was considered the least of all and said, "Whoever welcomes a child welcomes me and the one who sent me." This is a sign of love that Jesus chose for them. This is the kind of greatness Jesus wants his disciples to long for. Among the least in our culture today are prisoners. As I suggested in the first reading today, some of them have murdered and they have coveted what they could not obtain fairly. As a result, they've been stripped of everything except what makes them uniquely human. They are still worthy of being greeted by Jesus and the God who sent him, and worthy of being greeted by us, who may not be all that great, but have been chosen to be the followers, the ones who are able to restore their humanity because we bring Jesus and the God who sent him into their presence. Meister Eckhart, a 14th century Dominican mystic, once spoke about compassion. He said, "Compassion flows when humanity and divinity flow." This is what Jesus was trying to teach the disciples, that it is this world, not heaven, which is the sacred stage of our time. The gospel today has Jesus traveling through Galilee. While he did so, he was attempting to teach the disciples, predicting what was to come, including his own suffering. However, because they were concentrated on themselves, they could only focus on their own status. We are in the midst of a jubilee year of mercy called for by Pope Francis. This would be a good time to claim our position as the least and to align ourselves with the disciples of Jesus. And in the words of today's first reading, humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will exalt you.